and good afternoon. You're listening to Six Pillars to Persia here on Resonance 104.4 FM. I'm your host, Farry Bradley, and this week we have live in the studio hip-hop, grime and rap producer NT, aka Sarmastian. Thanks for joining me.
Hello there.
That's your surname?
It's actually my name for the beats.
Yes.
And whatnot.
Okay.
It's not
your actual name.
It's my producer name.
Okay. And you have been producing music like this. So it's a kind of instrumental.
It is instrumental.
Yeah.
It is. It's actually sample based for the time being.
Don't give it all away.
Oh, no, no, I won't. I won't. I won't give it all away.
Now, are the songs you're making waiting for a voice, or do you hear it when you're making it and therefore you feel that it's complete because it's got that space in it?
It's not really complete unless it actually has the raps on it.
Hmm.
You know, so it's just out there and it's actually waiting for the raps to be.
Well, that's lucky, isn't it? Because we're doing two things for you to get lyrics onto your tracks, aren't
okay.
we? We've got you performing on July the 12th at Gingilic. And I've managed to get two of my friends who have lovely voices to come along and sing over the top.
Excellent.
So that's going to be very interesting.
Excellent.
It's an experiment.
It will be, absolutely.
Yeah. Yes. And also we're running a sort of remix competition. It's not really remixing,
okay.
but you're kindly offering a track.
I am. So if there's anyone out there who raps or sings or anything, just get in touch.
So what we're going to do is we're going to put it on the sixpillars.org website.
We are.
People can download, and they have how long?
Up to six weeks, yeah.
6 weeks, okay. And so they should send that back in MP3 or WAV format, and we will promote the best one.
Absolutely.
You're going to choose the best one.
I am.
Okay,
sure,
well, that'll be exciting.
Wonderful.
And what kind of rap and hip-hop do you listen to?
I listen to everything. I mean, from everywhere, be it Asian or English or American, African rap.
Which radio stations are you listening to?
I don't actually listen to the radio. It's all on the internet. I do everything on the internet.
Yeah, there's radio on the internet. So there's some stations like BBC One Extra, which doesn't have an on-air frequency. You can only listen to it on the internet or digital.
Okay.
So what have you been listening to on the internet?
Wow. Everything.
I like, for example, French rap. That's
okay.
That's the kind of rap I like. Or African French rap.
African French
rap.
Yeah,
or Moroccan French, you know, because I find that the language lends itself beautifully to that kind of chanting, you know, that they do with rap. And it's a lot less harsh than other languages. I mean, for example, the worst thing I could possibly imagine is South African or German rap.
Well, I think with rap, you know, it could be anything, you know. I mean, I don't think you can actually say, yeah, I mean.
Yeah, I know it could be any language, but it's the harshness because you associate it sometimes with anger and sort of protest and, you know, highlighting ills that are happening. And so, therefore, if the language itself is angular, you know, it can be really ugly.
It should be. I mean, it's rap. I don't think rap is actually meant to be, you know, sweet and pretty and whatnot. It
well, Naina Cherry did quite well.
Who, sorry?
Naina Cherry.
Okay.
Yeah, she's not that much before your time.
She's not. It's the first time I've actually heard that name, but
okay, well, we'll have to send some songs your way to see if we can educate you in that sense. But you've probably know a lot of stuff we don't know because I know some of the styles that you cover, like grime and things, they've got influences that are quite disparate. So what kind of grime have you been hearing?
What kind of grime have I been hearing? Everything.
Now, can you name any?
It's just grime. I just call it grime. I mean,
yeah.
I don't think. I don't
Is there
think
an artist that you like in particular?
It would have to be Dirty. It would have to be Goods.
That's exactly what I expected. Somebody
I've
never heard
goods.
Of them. Who's that?
Has to be Dirty Goods. He is one of the smartest guys in grime.
That's probably not very hard to achieve.
It's not, and you know, he's been out there for a long time.
Yeah.
And
What's smart about him is his lyrics and the topic, subject matter.
It's just exactly what he says and how he says it, and it's the whole package. His voice, he's got a special sort of voice to it.
Mm.
It's just amazing.
What's his name again?
It's Goods.
Dirty Goods.
Dirty Goods.
Okay. Right, well, maybe you'll send us something of his and we can send that out there.
Most definitely.
Now, what's interesting about your music is that you've trained in santur, sitar, tambour and daf, mostly by ear.
Self-trained, yeah.
And, you know, you've been doing some of those for 4 or 5 years. And so in that sample we just heard, in that track we just heard, was the string part you?
It was the sitar, it was absolutely.
And I notice you have a particularly long fingernail.
I do, I do.
That's obviously not for picking your nose.
It's not. It's for the instruments which I play.
Okay. Because I met a tambour group recently.
Okay.
And the teacher had a fake nail on his index finger.
Yes. I mean, I've got the fake one as well, but it's just, it's not the same as the real thing.
You mean it's difficult to use, is it?
It is. Yeah. Yes. Yes, it is hard to use. Yeah. It is difficult to use.
Well, I had a Sarod teacher in India and he used to wear two fake nails and he would cut them down. Because you slide your fingernail across the string with the sarod on a stainless steel fretboard, and it will just kill
your
fingers.
Sounds interesting.
Yeah, it's a lovely sound. Now, what's the difference between santur and setar?
The santur, the setar is like the guitar, but it's just smaller. And the santur, I can't really explain it. It's just sort of a flat sort of...
Oh, yeah, santur, of course.
Yeah,
it's the dulcimer that you hit it with the spoon.
It is, yeah.
It's the flat
box with the strings on it and...
So setar has three strings.
It's got three strings.
Three strings.
No, it's got four, sorry, yeah.
Yeah, but
four
three, set comes from the Persian word for three.
It had three thousands of years ago, and then it just got upgraded to four strings.
Okay, and so in that way it's different from a guitar, but you play it like a guitar.
It is played like the guitar, yeah.
Now, tambour is another stringed instrument. What's going on there?
It's got three strings. It sounds slightly different because of the soundboard, mm-hmm. and the way it's played is it's very hard, actually, how it's played.
Why?
It's hard to explain, but it's like it would have to be striked with all four fingers at the same time, and then it goes down and then it comes up, and it's just the way it's played. It's just insane.
Okay, so is it kind of up down movement?
It is.
Okay, well, that's wonderful that you can play those instruments and also that you can use these production programs that have created these types of music. Maybe we'll hear another one of yours so we can get a better idea of what we're talking about.
Yes, please.
It's so obvious that you've been listening to a lot of Persian music.
I have.
You have.
Whole lot of Iranian music.
You grew up listening to all this music.
Everything. I mean, Asian music, Iranian, English, everything. It was, you know, it was always there.
It's very healthy.
And it still is.
It's healthy to have a broad sort of influx.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
So you've been living in London since you were nine, is that right?
I have been. Yeah. I have.
And when you came here, what was it like coming from Iran? Did you feel...
It was quite fun. I mean, it was quite fun. I was young, and yeah, that's all I can say. It was fun. I mean, it wasn't.
Did you feel that it was
scary
permanent?
Or anything?
It was.
It was permanent. It did feel like it was permanent, but it was cool.
And what did your parents tell you? We're going to go and live in England. It's going to be great.
That's exactly what they told me. You know, we're going to go to England, and I thought, you know, it is going to be great, and it is great.
Was easy, was it? You had English already?
Sure. No, I mean, I knew no English whatsoever, but, you know, I was young, so it happened just, you know, over weeks and months, just, you know, kind of picked it up.
And what was it like at school? What were the other kids like?
It was the same as anyone else's experience, you know, it wasn't anything special.
Well, I mean, one guy I interviewed said that he noticed that none of the other kids would eat with a spoon, and he would try to eat his rice with a spoon. I was like one of the only brown girls in my whole school.
Okay, yeah. I mean, I would actually eat with a spoon, and I still do eat with a spoon. It's just
because that's right.
It's the way to go. It's just practical.
Yeah, unless you're Chinese, in which case
you're Chinese, but even then you should, you know, eat with a spoon.
That's sweet.
It helps.
And your brother and you said it had a lot of music between you that was being passed around the family.
We did. I mean, anything which was played, it's like we just sit down and think it should be done in a certain way. How it's done as it is now is just wrong, and just have arguments about it hours after hours.
Really? That's interesting.
So I think it's the roots of me actually making music.
Well, what were you putting your opinions on, the production of the music?
And the vocals as well. But I mean, at first it was just the beats. It was just the beats to begin with.
That's interesting. What kind of, where did that come from? How did you feel that you knew what it should be like? It just felt instinctive.
It's just something I know. I mean, it wasn't learnt or anything. It was just an interest, you know.
Well, I mean, it's great to see kids being motivated, and it's hard to find out sometimes where that comes from.
It's very hard to say. It's very hard. I mean,
your family were listening.
I still don't know.
What were your parents listening to in the car?
It was Iranian music and...
What, like pop music?
Pop, and trying to think now. Was
there Gugush going on?
Yeah, my mom actually, she still plays it, and she just... You know, just plays it, like, you know, the whole day, and she sings along and everything. Yeah.
That's beautiful. That's really lovely, because it's kind of very poetic, and so there are often people who listen again and again to those particular songs tend to identify with the feeling in the song, you know, the situation of the singer that Gugush is putting herself in.
I would think so.
That's nice. And what was your family reaction to you beginning to make music? I mean, your brother didn't start, did he?
No.
So you were the one.
He's always been into music. He makes music. It's just what he does.
And do they encourage you? Do they listen? And
always. Yeah. Absolutely.
As long as you don't give up your day job.
Absolutely. Otherwise, it's just a waste of time.
You're young. There's still to come.
I'm actually 27. I just turned 27.
It's very young. Congratulations.
Thank you very much.
Now, we talked a little bit about your influences, but what's your lifestyle been like? Have you been very mixed with your friends and the places you go to, or have you had
Very mixed. Yeah. Very mixed. I mean, I've had friends from all over.
And what kind of places did you used to go to and still do?
As in?
I mean, are you often going to Iranian music events or Iranian restaurants, or do you find that your life is so varied there's no particular pattern?
It's usually Iranian. But I mean, at first it wasn't. At first it was just mixed. But right now it's just Iranian.
Okay, that's interesting. And so you're bringing people to the Iranian spots and events? And
I guess so. I guess so, in a way, sure.
That's good. Well, we like you ambassadors on the fringe. And musically, I mean, you say that it's, you know, something you do part-time. So musically, what would be your dream ambition? I mean, is there a particular artist you'd like to work with, or a gig you'd like to put on top of a mountain somewhere that you were?
I would like to be a composer, hopefully.
That's interesting. So the difference between a music producer and a composer is?
Well, a producer... he makes the beats and stuff, and a composer, he basically writes everything down and then has like a team of perform the music.
Okay, but you could compose, you could be, for example, your own composer, to compose things and then perform them yourself.
I could do, but I mean...
I'm just trying to think, because producer seems to imply that you're taking preset sounds, but... Not every producer does use preset sounds.
That's very true, very true.
And also, composer seems to imply that, you know, you're writing it down on a score. But that's not true. Some people compose using sort of avant-garde means of writing a score, or pictorial means. I don't know. I think it's quite... We'll have to explore that boundary.
It seems like it, it's about the same. Mm. You know, come to think of it now, it's almost the same.
Okay, well, talking of production and composing, let's hear another track from you. Do these tracks have names? We didn't mention any.
They have no names whatsoever.
Okay.
They just have numbers.
I like that. There's, you know, like a blank canvas waiting for the singer.
King of the North. And I hear all our kings before us.
Kings and dwarves.
Interesting. So it's taking on a different aspect here. And you've sampled what at the beginning? Whose voice was that?
I can't actually tell you.
You can. Why can't you?
It's a secret.
Oh, no. I'm gonna play it again. I'm sure our listeners know. Who's that?
King of the North. And I hear all our kings before us.
Kings and dwarves.
That's very good. I like that. It's very good,
very
good. You know, in the context of Iran.
Absolutely, absolutely.
Why can't you tell us what that is?
It's a secret, you know.
Oh, it's a secret.
Yeah, anything I sample, you just have to be kept a secret.
It's a difficult territory, really, that whole thing. I mean, obviously, digitally, everything's available now, and we've moved into another era where copyright is so difficult to maintain, you know, with sharing. But in Iran, they don't have a concept of copyright.
Not yet, no.
No,
they don't, no. But I mean, with me, it's all underground anyways, so it's okay. I can just sample anything and
You've
everything.
Got your head above ground now, though.
Have I?
Yeah, well, you're on air.
Whoa.
So tell me a little bit about those 9 years in Iran. Whereabouts were you and what was going on?
9 years, I was in the capital city of Tehran, and it was fun, yeah.
You're just going to keep it all to yourself?
Yeah, I'm just going to keep it real simple, I mean...
I mean, all I can remember from living in Iran is the flat roofs. I remember a lot of chickens. My grandfather had a lot of chickens, and when they died, he would burn incense for them on the steps. And the swimming pool had frogs in it when it rained and at night. And so when my auntie wanted to swim in the pool, she would have to get the frogs in a bottle.
Okay.
Clear the pool.
It's actually very detailed.
Yeah. So can you give us any memories like that from Iran?
The pigeons. It was a whole lot of pigeons. Other than that, yeah. And the war. And the bombs.
Were you there?
I was.
Okay.
I was.
What was that like?
It was loud.
Yeah.
It was quite loud.
How did it affect your family?
We were kind of lucky, so it was actually all right with us. But, I mean, with other people, it was very bad. Mm. It was very bad.
So it basically spelled the end for a lot of people, didn't it? A lot of people died.
Absolutely.
Were you lucky that you had an underground bunker or you had the means to get out?
We were in the area, but it just happened that the bombs, it never touched us, basically. I mean.
Oh, I see. So at nights you were hearing it and it was so close by.
It was.
And that must have affected schooling, that must have affected, you know, going out.
It did. I mean, with schools it did, but yeah, I mean, I was just a kid, you know, just having fun.
Hmm. And what made your parents leave just at that point when you were nine and not before?
Well, I would have to ask my mum, really. She was quite ambitious. So, you know, she thought one day, yeah, let's go. Mm. Let's go to England.
I think I would make the same decision.
I don't think it was because of the war. No, it wasn't because of the war.
Had it ended by the time you left?
It had, I believe, yeah.
Okay. Well, I'd like to hear more, but obviously we're going to have to sort of loosen you up for another hour before you give us all the details.
Okay, sure.
Or maybe we'll get your mum in as well.
Maybe, why not?
I'm just wondering, your music's quite epic. You know, there's quite a large sound to it. And, you know, I could either associate it with sort of Persian epics or computer games. But there's, you know, the sounds you must have heard as you were growing up in the city. Huge explosions, buildings collapsing, sirens maybe.
It's a possibility. I mean, I can't actually say exactly where it comes from, but I just sit down and I'll make it, and it just sounds so big. It always sounds big. Mm. So I'm not sure exactly why, but yeah, I mean, it makes sense.
Have you got a pair of massive speakers in your studio?
I do.
And your family are okay with that?
Absolutely.
That's great. So all we're waiting for is the cooing of the pigeons on top of the large sounds.
Soon.
So thank you so much, NT, for coming in.
Thank you.
A.K.A. Sarmastian.
Sarmastian.
We're getting it right.
Yeah, it's
and
perfect.
People listening out there, if you're interested in having a go at putting something over that, one of the tracks that you heard today, we will be offering it for free download on the website sixpillars.org. And you have 6 weeks to send
six
that
weeks.
Back.
6 weeks. That's right, 6 weeks.
And we will be promoting that song and playing it out on there. And if it's really good, we might even get you down the studio.
Sure, why not?
Great. Well, thanks for listening and
thanks
for coming in.
Thank you.
Let's go out with one more track.